Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with a high of 81. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 49. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, high of 83. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A federal judge out of the state of Missouri has dismissed a case filed by six Republican-led states looking to block the Biden administration's plan on student loan forgiveness of up to $20,000 for some borrowers. KSNT News reports that yesterday, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge said she would immediately file an appeal on behalf of the state and others that are tied to the case, including the states of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Carolina. The six-state lawsuit was filed in September and claimed that student loan debt forgiveness violated federal law, ignored the separation of powers, and violated the Administrative Procedure Act. In other news, the Hugoton Police Department has arrested a man after an investigation from an incident that happened in February of this year. KSN News reports the event happened back on February 24th when police found an unresponsive individual and claimed it to be a suspicious death. Now an official arrest has been made on October 5th. The 29-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of distribution of a controlled substance causing death and has been booked into the Stevens County Jail.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
With inflation steady at over 9% across the nation and even higher in local communities across the state of Kansas, many grocery stores are doing what they can to try and keep their prices as low as possible for consumers. But it's been hard as some products are up near 13% year over year.
It's been records. We haven't seen the same thing since the 70s.
That was Tyler Kilgore with Green Acres Market on KSN News, where he says that even with the prices being relatively high, the demand for products hasn't quite gone down yet.
I don't think at this point that we're seeing a big change in shopping habits, but we are focused more on everyday pricing rather than just specific blowouts. We're trying to get the price every day lower for the consumer.
He goes on to say that right now the biggest struggle with the prices of food is the transportation costs, as they've seen a roughly 300% increase just in the cost to transport the goods. Many experts recommend the next time you go to a grocery store that some tips that can help you save some money includes signing up for rewards programs or downloading the app for the grocery store, along with walking through the store and really looking at prices to see where the better deals may be.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As election season gets closer with the November 8th election, the American Civil Liberties Union of the state of Nebraska is working right now to inform inmates about their rights to vote in the upcoming election.
ACLU Nebraska, before every major election, is sending voting rights information along with voting forms into the 69 jails across Nebraska.
That was Mindy Rush Chipman, the legal director of the ACLU Nebraska, on KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say the voting rights are not affected for those inmates who have a misdemeanor conviction. If they are convicted of a felony, they must wait 2 years after they've served their sentence before qualifying to vote again. In other news, the community hospital in McCook recently completed their addition and remodel of their facility with a $16 million investment from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development. They say the work took 4 years to complete and was finished in August of this year.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County south of Hanover Wednesday afternoon. Cameron B. Gray, age 37 of February, was killed as his vehicle was struck by a cement truck that had lost control and turned onto its side after a front tire blew out. The truck was driven by Cameron B. Bruna, age 22 of Hanover, who was transported to Hanover Hospital with serious injuries. The cement truck's drum came unattached. It and both vehicles came to rest in a ditch off K-148, about 8 miles south of Hanover Wednesday afternoon, shortly before 2 p.m. Again, the fatality, Cameron Gray, age 37 of February, struck by a truck driven by Cameron Bruna, age 22 of Hanover, who sustained serious injuries. Black Squirrel Fest is Saturday. The fest celebrates Marysville's 50-year designation as Black Squirrel City. Wayne Cruzy of Marysville is among volunteer organizers and will be a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY with more background and details.
From 7 until 11, the Wagon Wheel is going to be open. They're going to serve a breakfast buffet. Then from 9 until noon, some of the downtown retailers are having guessing games. And so you're going to go into those stores between 9 and noon, and the winner will get a $50 gift certificate to that store. From 11 to 4, we're having old-fashioned fun. In the 500 block, we've got Big Wheels on Broadway. Going all the way in the 1200 block, then we have bounce houses, and then everything in between. At 11:30, there's a kids performance in the Kester House Gazebo Park. One of the huge highlights is Mary Jean Eisenhower, granddaughter to the 34th President of the United States. She'll be at the Kester House Museum and Gardens from 11 until 12:30 to tell stories. Then at 1 o'clock, we have a huge parade. 50 yes. entries. The high school band is playing. The Shriners are coming. There are floats. There are animals. And then when the parade's over, the Footloose Dancers perform in the 600 block of Broadway. They've become a staple of every Black Squirrel celebration. From like 10 until 4, we're going to give away a turkey, a whole ham, and then we have $50 in chamber bucks to give out randomly. And you're just going to have to listen.
Again, join Wayne Cruzy on our public affairs program Saturday morning, airing at 7:10 on KNDY. Live music will be featured throughout the day Saturday. From 11 to 2, Live Circuit and Susie and the Reckless will entertain on opposite ends of Broadway. Ryan Clausen and Lucas Brox will be live from 2 until 4. Marshall County Community Band and the Marysville High School Band will combine, performing at 3 p.m. at 519 Broadway. A live show with magic and more for the kids is planned on the Kester Block in the southwest corner under the Big Top at 11:30. Angie Critz and the Polka Tunes will perform Saturday from 4 until 6 in the 900 block of Broadway. This three-piece band plays mostly Czech polkas and waltzes with a little variety. Picnic tables will be placed along Broadway. However, people are encouraged to bring blankets and lawn chairs for additional seating. For those needing assistance, a shuttle service will be provided throughout Broadway. At the heart of a day-long celebration, a parade is planned at 1 p.m. with nearly 60 entries. That will process east to west through Marysville's downtown. Grand Marshal Mert Ott, who was Marysville's mayor in 1972, leading the city council to designate Marysville as Black Squirrel City, will be joined by the official city mascot, the Black Squirrel. A scaled-back version of a traditional Black Squirrel night is also planned this Thursday evening, October 27th, with a trunk-or-treat in downtown Marysville at 5 and the costume contest at 6. The Frankfort community continues the October tradition of haunted hayrack rides the first two Saturdays prior to Halloween. $7 chicken rides operate 5:30 till 7, $10 scary rides 7 till 10, October 22nd and 29th. In addition, the Frankfort Fall Fest will run next Saturday, October 29th, noon to 5 at the City Park, with more details forthcoming next week. Darlene M. Fox, age 83, formerly of Topeka, passed away August 25th in Manhattan. A funeral service is planned Saturday, October 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Haddon Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Darlene Fox. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away July 29, 2020. Bonnie Mae Harper, age 88, of Frankfort, passed away October 6, 2021. A graveside service is planned Saturday, October 22nd at 2 at the Vermilion Cemetery, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Bonnie Harper. David M. Meager, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Glenn Griffey Farm at 1656th Road, Marysville. Private interment at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, with the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Meager. Dennis Paul Cullimore, age 74, Frankfort, passed away Friday. Graveside service Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Frankfort Cemetery. Reception to follow at the Frankfort Legion Cabin, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dennis Paul Cullimore. Dorothy R. Jones of Blue Springs passed away Thursday. Funeral service Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Wymore United Methodist Church. Burial in the Bethel Cemetery south of Wymore. Laughlin Hope at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Jones.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures staying almost summer-like throughout the weekend before a large cold front will start to move through on Monday. This cold front will bring a chance for some rain showers, gusty winds, and cooler temperatures. Conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny before our first chance for any rain showers throughout Sunday night. For today, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Nearing 90 on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And staying very mild throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Staying sunny but breezy throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Sunday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And southwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 45. And showers continue on Monday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 42 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:43. Sunset this evening at 6:41.
One of the world's top languages is one you'll never hear spoken. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 21st, the 294th day of the year. Actress Carrie Fisher was born on this day, and the British Navy's legendary victory at the Battle of Trafalgar was on this day in 1805. Interested in learning a second language? Here's some data to consider when choosing one. In America, you would probably have the best opportunity to use Spanish. It's the second most commonly spoken and most taught in American schools. But for the past decade, the most marketable languages, that is, most valuable to employers, have been Chinese and Arabic. And while French and German still rank high, the fourth most popular language might surprise you. It's one that nobody really speaks, American Sign Language. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online anytime at almanac.com.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
4-H for you.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from St. Gordon & Associates, Rainbow International, Cottage Hill Ag Service, and Cromie Lumber.
Hi, my name is William Porce. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club, and this is my sixth year in 4-H. This year, my projects were beef, photography, visual arts, and crafts and leadership. I enjoyed working with my heifer, Kit Kat. This year, I got to show her at 4 spring shows and KJHA State Show, as well as the county fair. I also enjoy taking pictures of our cattle, cats, and farm equipment. One of my pictures went to the state fair and one was published in the High Plains Journal. 4-H is a lot of fun, and I am glad I'm a member. If you have any questions about joining or need to find a club near you, call the extension office at 785-562-3531. Hope you join the fun soon.
My name is Carson Ring, and I've been in Happy Harvest 4-H Club for 5 years. I really enjoy showing my pigs, and this year I was Grand Champion Junior Swine Showman. I also took a wall hanging I made and photos and got Reserve Champion on my color photo of my kin. 4-H is lots of fun.
Hello, my name is Brew Baker. I am in the Happy Harvest George 4-H Club. The fair is my favorite part of 4-H because I get to see my friends and show my animals.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Baker. I am in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club, and I have been doing 4-H for 4 years. My favorite part of 4-H is showing my animals. I have shown pigs, goats, cows, and chickens. I love 4-H.
Hi, my name is Gwen Baker. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. I would like to take this time to say thanks to all the local supporters of Marshall County 4-H.
Hi, my name is Matthew Lauer. This is my third year in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. My favorite project is building creation and showing sheep. There are many projects to choose from. You should join 4-H.
My name is Shaylee Vering, and I have been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 9 years. I spent a lot of my time taking care of and working with my pigs and heifer to get them ready for the fair. I enjoy my livestock project because it's something my family does together. 4-H is great for kids to learn new things and make new friends.
4-H is head, heart, hands, and health. Have you ever noticed that you use all four of them daily? Did you know that 4-H started in 1902? My name is Zephyr Landall, and this is my 7th year in 4-H. I have truly enjoyed all the aspects of 4-H. My favorite project is swine and making new friends at all my competitions.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from St. Gorton & Associates, Rainbow International, Cottage Hill Ag Service, and Cromie Lumber.
4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big weekend for football across the state of Kansas, both professionally and for college football. Starting off with your Kansas City Chiefs as they're coming off their devastating loss against the Buffalo Bills last week, 24-20. They're now on the road to head out to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. And much of the focus is on how Patrick Mahomes may recover from last week.
He enters this contest like a heavyweight who lost an early bout. Now he has to get up and show what he's about. Niners are still dealing with a dude who threw for 338 yards, 8.5 an attempt. He's got 17 TDs, 4 INTs in 2022. Rating over 105.
That audio from the NFL preview. Right now, Kansas City is still atop the AFC West with a record of 4-2. The 49ers are also atop their NFC West division with a record right now of 3-3 on the season. Kickoff coming up this Sunday at 3:25 in the afternoon before their evening game on Sunday next week against the Tennessee Titans. Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The Kansas University Jayhawks have lost two of their last football games and dropped from the top of the Big 12 Conference to the middle of the RAC, but they say they're prepped, re-energized, and ready to go for their kickoff again on Saturday with kickoff at 11 a.m. against Baylor. The latest loss came against the Oklahoma Sooners 52-42 last weekend, where Kansas is now sitting number 5 in the Big 12 Conference and below the AP Top 25 nationwide. The record shows they're tied in conference play at 2-2 with their overall record at 5-2 for the season. Baylor right now is slightly below them at 1-2 in conference play and overall 3-3 for the season. They're sitting number 8 in the Big 12. Kansas State University, however, is sitting number 2 in the Big 12 after slipping it slightly with TCU taking the number 1 slot. And it's the matchup against number 1 and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference this weekend as the number 17 Wildcats take on the number 8 TCU Horned Frogs with kickoff on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Kansas State is coming off their bye week last week and the week prior with their 1-point victory against Iowa State 10-9. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football coverage, Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Frankfurt, live on FM 95.5. Keep Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoffs. Valley Heights travels to Smith Center, Axtell's at Donovan West, Washington County hosting Rock Hills, Lynn is home to Blue Valley, and Centralia entertains Pleasant Ridge. Again, Marysville at Clay Center, Hanover at Frankfurt, live on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Stand up and cheer.
He's going to keep, he's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks.
Hail to old KU.
Hey, Kansas, we're winning.
your crimson and blue and join us each week for Kansas Jayhawk football. Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks head back to Texas to take on the Baylor Bears. Pre-game begins at 9:30 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Kansas Jayhawk football on today's Country 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-R-K.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to the Lone Star State to take on TCU. Our coverage begins at 5 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Sub-state volleyball pairings are set for Saturday afternoon. 1A Division 2 has top seed Hanover 30-5 with a first-round bye. Second seed Lynn 19-15. Axtell number 6 seed at 6-27. 1A Division 1 has second seed Centralia 20-9. Hosting with Donovan West, the top seed, Frankfurt third seed at 19-15. 1A Division 1, Washington County, 22-13, is second seed to Sylvan Lucas and has a first-round bye at Clifton Clyde. 2A Valley Heights, 22-13, is second seed to Maranatha Academy in the St. Mary's sub-state. 3A Marysville, 18-14, is fourth seed at Minneapolis.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Pumpkins are moving off the front porch and into the garden and onto our dining room tables. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use pumpkins and decorative squash to add color, replace fading summer annuals, and fill voids in the garden. Remove the top, scoop out the insides, and turn your pumpkin into a fall planter. Fill with pansies, mums, or other colorful annuals. Turn small pumpkins into containers and serve up your favorite fall soup. Or fill with a tasty vegetable or fruit dip as part of your relish or fruit tray. Convert larger pumpkins into a keg-style beverage dispenser for juices, punches, or cocktails. Cut off the top, scoop out the insides, and leave a bit of extra flesh on the bottom for stability. Then pop in the watermelon keg tap and fill with your favorite beverage. Your guests, young and old, will have fun filling their glasses from your pumpkin keg. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
There's something odd taking place in the countryside east of Marfa, Texas. It's been going on for over a century, and in that time, many of the people have tried to get to the bottom of it, but no concrete answers have ever been found. That fact brings many people here each night to look for a phenomenon that some of the early cowboys first witnessed. It's next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1883, a cowboy was riding through his ranch at night and noticed something peculiar east of Marfa, Texas.
He was noticing these strange lights in the distance. So the next day, when it was light, he went out to investigate. He thought maybe some of the migratory people who lived in the area were passing through and it was a campfire.
But as Abby Boyd explains, the cowboy could find no evidence of any fires. But reports of lights continued into the days of World War II when the military was here.
Later, when the Army airfield took up residence in that area, when the pilots would be flying on their test missions, they would also see these lights on the ground. So they would drop sandbags out of the airplane so they could go back and investigate.
But again, no one could find anything unusual when they would investigate the locations in the daylight.
So you can still see these lights today. Now, where the Army airfield was is where the Marfa Lights viewing area has been constructed. This was so popular that people were just pulling off on the side of the highway.
People have been trying to explain what the lights are for about a century and a half, but it remains a mystery.
I've seen a variety of things, and I've heard all kinds of different accounts. I've heard people talk about like a neon green light that looks like it's rushing towards them. Mm-hmm. I've heard of people describing it just looking like headlights. Mm-hmm. But again, there's really no roads in that area that indicate that that's what it would actually be.
People love to come to the viewing area east of town and see if they can perhaps catch a glimpse of those intriguing lights as well. Traveling the countryside in Marfa, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Public hunting opportunities for game birds such as pheasant and quail are diminishing. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Building a game bird preserve on your land could be a lucrative business as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It's getting harder and harder to find public hunting grounds. This is leading to an increased interest in private hunting preserves, and landowners are taking notice. Dan Burden is a value-added ag program coordinator with Iowa State University Extension. He's also written a guide for game bird preserve business development. He says the best candidates for this type of venture are those who enjoy people, dogs, the outdoors, and have a strong background in bird hunting. It's common to take cropland out of production and designate the area as a preserve, but Burden says to remember that the habitat you create is about cover for birds and dogs.
The very simplest thing would be to just plant it to switchgrass or something, but what's way better is to manage the property for wildlife with shelter belts, cover plantings, and food plots. That's going to give you very nice varied terrain to hunt.
The game birds can be raised on your farm, but Burden says most preserve owners buy them from regional or national suppliers. Before you open the gates, decide how many people you will allow in a hunting party at any given time. Hold safety briefings and check certificates for hunter safety training. Growing your business depends on selling memberships and renewals. Burden says one tip for success is to cater more to the hunter's dogs than the hunters themselves.
There are people that their dogs' well-being is an afterthought. So good preserve operators will have water out in the field, like kiddie wading pools, or they'll have large pails of water out in the field just to make sure the dogs stay hydrated. So your good preserve operators that are going to get clients early in the year and late in the year are going to really cater to the needs of the dog owner.
Find game bird preserves in your state at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Whether spring, summer, or fall, I love going to a baseball game. Hearing the crack of the bat hitting the ball, well, it never gets old. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You can look at your finances a little bit like a baseball game, or really any other team sport for that matter. To play well, you have to practice and have a strategy for winning. So think of it this way. Your practice is your monthly discipline of tracking what you spend, save, and share. From there, you can start to hone your long-term money strategy so your dreams for the future can turn into reality. You know, winning isn't about having a lot of money. It's about creating the life that God has called you to live, which means being wise with all the resources He has lovingly provided. So enjoy the game and eat a hot dog for me. If you practice and prepare, you'll have a winning strategy and more financial clarity, leading to a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
One Midwestern farmer's views on farming today, up next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Scott Henry's Longview Farms of Nevada, Iowa recently hosted the Honor the Harvest Forum, an event put on by U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action.
When you think about the farm that my great-grandfather started here and where we are today, now four generations later, things are vastly different. We have GPS technologies. We have trait technologies in the seed. We have data that provide insights to us that we can make adjustments now in season, not just after the crop is in the bin.
Henry believes farmers are key to addressing the climate change issue.
We play an integral role in understanding how what we do on the farm impacts the soil, impacts the water, and ultimately impacts the food that people consume.
Henry says farmers can set a good example for creating solutions to the problem of climate change.
My hope is that as I make commitments on my farm, is that the rest of the supply chain is also willing to come alongside the farmer and partner in making those changes to be a positive influence in the conversation around climate change, not be viewed as someone that is just resistant.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. December corn, 685 and a quarter right now. That's up 1 1/4. March corn at 691 and a quarter. That's up 1 1/4 as well. Kansas City wheat for December, 949 and three quarters. That's even. Kansas City wheat for March at 947 and three quarters. That's down a half currently. Oats for December, 378 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. March oats up 2 1/4 at 384 and three quarters. November soybeans, 1397 and a half right now. That's up 6. Soybeans for January, 1406 and a quarter. That's up 6 1/4. Cotton for December, 78.61. That's up $1.21. Cotton for March at 78.24. That's up 98 cents. Live cattle for October, 150 and a nickel. That's up 27 and a half cents. Live cattle for December at 151.87 and a half. That's up 20 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 175.35. That's down 22 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for November up 75 cents at 178.30. Crude oil for December right now, 85.22. That's up 71 cents a barrel. Crude oil for January, 84.02. That's up 72 cents a barrel. Gold for October, $16.34 and a dime. That's up $3.30. Gold for December up $20.60 at $16.57.50. Silver for December, $19.12. That's up 43 cents. Silver for March at $19.28.5. That's up 42 cents on this Friday. All right, stock market looking like this. It's been a pretty good day on the stock market. It started off kind of slowly earlier this morning, but it's picked up steam. Right now, Dow Jones up 554 at 30,906 shares. S&P up 62. NASDAQ up 157, trading at 10,771 shares. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When the cash crops aren't growing in the fall and spring, protect the soil with a cover crop. Cereal rye is a good one to start with on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Great time to establish a cover crop in the field after harvest. If you're just getting started with cover crops, work the kinks out with one simple hardy species before moving on to more elaborate cover crop mixes. Jamie Benning is an Extension Water Quality Program Manager at Iowa State University. She recommends planting cereal rye.
It is readily available for farmers. It's a low-cost seed. It performs very well. It overwinters, so you get soil protection and nutrient uptake both in the fall and in the spring. We've had a lot of farmers use it, so we have gathered a lot of input from them and their experiences, and they're able to share those with other farmers. So for all those reasons, that's why we're recommending cereal rye, at least as you get started.
The above-ground biomass protects the soil. As it rains, it holds the soil in place. Below ground, cereal rye has a deep and fibrous root system, which helps break up compaction, improves the soil structure, and hangs on to nitrogen till spring.
There's another bonus for livestock producers.
Farmers that have livestock and have the ability to graze those cover crops, they are the ones that can really capture the value pretty immediately, with cover crops and cereal rye being one of those. So it's a great option for farmers that have grazing animals and can utilize those cover crops for forage.
Cereal rye is planted by flying it over the field as the crops are dying down, or by drilling it into the soil immediately after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cereal rye and results of a 9-year study using it as a cover crop at agriculture.com.
I'm in an area called trade integration at Pioneer. So what's the trade being integrated? The Enlist E3 trade for soybeans. And what's it being integrated with? Ah, that's the big news. The Enlist E3 trade is now integrated with Pioneer's own exclusive and elite genetics. They're called Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. And there are no other soybeans like it on the market. Pioneer Brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans, like no other.
Contact your local Pioneer sales rep today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. December corn, 685 and a quarter right now. That's up 1 1/4. March corn at 691 and a quarter. That's up 1 1/4 as well. Kansas City wheat for December, 949 3/4. That's even. Kansas City wheat for March at 947 3/4. That's down a half currently. Oats for December at 378 1/4. That's up 2 3/4. March oats up 2 1/4 at 384 3/4. November soybeans, 1397 1/2 right now. That's up 6. Soybeans for January, 1406 1/4. That's up 6 1/4. Cotton for December, 78.61. That's up $1.21. Cotton for March at 78.24. That's up 98 cents. Live cattle for October, 150 1/5. That's up 27 1/2 cents. Live cattle for December at 151.87 1/2. That's up 20 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 175.35. That's down 22 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for November up 75 cents at 178.30. Crude oil for December right now, 85.22. That's up 71 cents a barrel. Crude oil for January, 84.02. That's up 72 cents a barrel. Gold for October, $16.34 1/2. That's up $3.30. Gold for December up $20.60 at $16.57.50. Silver for December, $19.12. That's up 43 cents. Silver for March at $19.28 1/2. That's up 42 cents on this Friday. All right, stock market looking like this. It's been a pretty good day on the stock market. It started off kind of slowly earlier this morning, but it's picked up steam. Right now, Dow Jones up 554 at 30,906 shares. S&P up 62. NASDAQ up 157, trading at 10,771 shares. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
I really like this F-150. It has everything I want, and it drives great. I think I'd like to buy it. If this is the MSRP, do I really have to pay over that?
No. At Rusty Eck Ford, we have discounts up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Wait, you're discounting your new vehicles?
Absolutely. When you buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford, you can save with discounts of up to $3,800 off MSRP.
Really? It's that easy? Are you sure?
Yes, it is. And that's why we say,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Come out and see us at 7310 East Kellogg or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. 2022 Ford F-150, stock number 22T517. MSRP $60,180. Sale price $56,293. All rebates to dealer. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offer expires at month end.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
The
this year might be one that goes down in the record books in terms of weather. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Matt Siddle, K-State Assistant State Climatologist, and Chip Redmond, K-State Meteorologist, give insight on historical growing season comparisons, as well as what we've experienced to date.
For this growing season, we started April 1st of 2022. We came off a 12-month period where we had 4 inches less precipitation than we normally do, and we were also the 15th warmest 12-month period on record. 78% of the state was drought-free at the start of April 2021, but by the start of 22, we were down to only 28%. The DSCI, that's a number that's called the Drought Severity Coverage Index. So at the start of April 2021, we were at 36. Come forward to April of 2022, we were at 194, a much higher number. Historically speaking, this number only goes back to the year 2000. 500 is the highest possible number you can have. We have never had 500. We have had zero, fortunately, but the last time it happened was July of 2019. Less than 10% of the time in this 23-year history of the DSCI have we had the entire state be drought-free.
Redmond explains that the past weather has had some effects on what we are currently seeing.
Our winters are our driest time of the year. Typically, any rain event we get is a widespread event that usually brings uniform rainfall. The problem, especially with summer, is that we rely on thunderstorm activity to really focus and hit areas repeatedly, and we just didn't get that this summer. We did have some localized thunderstorms, but they were spread throughout the state, and there wasn't really any continuity to it. A lot of that was just due to stagnant high pressure across the plain. The monsoons played a role as well. We were so close to all this moisture in the Southwest, which was different than what the Southwest had seen the last year or two, where they had been very dry. And so with that moisture so close to us and then going up north and around us and basically missing the Central Plains, it really made the dry, warm conditions difficult.
Redmond provides positivity and hope for our future weather.
Right now, the Climate Prediction Centers continue to keep Kansas and below normal precipitation and above normal temperatures through the end of the year. There's some hope that with the La Nina combined with some impacts of the volcano that erupted in the southern hemisphere, that could play a role in helping get a more active or a weaker Arctic oscillation, which could potentially lead to more cold air outbreaks and maybe generally active weather come the new year. With that, the Climate Prediction Centers put us under equal chances. The other thing to think about is that La Nina has been prominent the last 2 years. We've never had a quadruple year. So the hope would be that we do trend neutral as the models are expecting us to, and we can finally start to break this pattern.
That's K-State Assistant State Climatologist Matt Siddle and K-State Meteorologist Chip Redmond with insight on historical growing season comparisons as well as what we've experienced to date. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.